The wisdom of winter. For the woman learning to honor her own seasons. There was a time in my life when I feared winter. Not the season, but the quiet, the stillness, the slowness, the sacred undoing that comes when life no longer blooms the way it used to. I lived in constant pursuit of spring, chasing the next expansion, the next bright unfolding of myself. I believed in productivity as purpose, in blossoming as proof that I was okay. I was enough. I was growing and I mattered. But seasons, they don't work like that, and neither do we. 3 years ago, I entered my own winter. I didn't choose it. I certainly didn't understand it. But I felt the slow dimming of my fire, and it scared me. The growing restlessness, the grief, the way my clarity vanished like breath on a mirror overnight. I tried to push through it at first, tried to spiritualize it, make sense of it. But winter has no interest in being explained, only met. In that season, I closed my doors to social media, to distractions, to noise, to anything that demanded I perform when I felt like doing anything but. I posted closed for spiritual maintenance, and I simply disappeared. In that sacred hibernation, I stopped blooming and started listening. Perimenopause became my teacher. She sat me down and asked me to feel more, not fix. To listen more, not lead. To become more, not pursue. It was the most uncomfortable surrender of my life and the most necessary. You see, before winter, I really only knew how to give. To mother, to serve, to speak, to guide. But I didn't know how to truly receive, how to rest, how to allow, how to let myself fall apart in the arms of the divine and trust I'd be rebuilt. Winter taught me this. It taught me that stillness is not stagnation. It's preparation. That silence is not absence, it's attuning. That, as the saying goes, the seed does not bloom without first being buried. We are taught to fear the times we can't find our fire. We're told they are setbacks, spirals, possibly even failures. But I am here from the other side of winter to tell you they are not. They are initiations. They are the exhale after a decade of holding it all together. They are the sacred compost from which your truest self will rise. And rise she will. My friend, if you are navigating winter right now, if you feel like you've lost your voice, your spark, your vision, your reason for being, I invite you to soften your grip, to stop trying to figure it out, and to just let the earth hold you. There is nothing wrong with you. There never was. You are simply in a season. And most of the world doesn't know how to speak to it, but I do. You are not broken. You are, in fact, becoming. And the more you can honor the hush, the retreat, the darkness of your not yet, the more fully you will rise. And when the next spring comes for you, and it will come, you will stand tall. But for now, my friend, you are allowed to rest. I invite you to soften, to listen, to learn how to feel your own pulse again. With love from the quiet.